Okay, why don't we get started then? Welcome. It's already been 4 months since our last meeting, and a lot's happened since then. In a moment, we'll get an update from IFRS trustees, Erkki Liikanen, on the trustees' activities. We'll then hear from Hans Hogevorst, the chairman of the IASB, on the work of the board. But before we even get to the agenda, another important development since our last meeting was the announcement of new appointments for the Advisory Council. There was a notice, I think, on November 17th. So let me welcome those who are new members to the council. Eduardo Flores. Eduardo is he's on the Advisory Council in his individual capacity, not necessarily representing an organization. He's the assistant professor at the University of Sao Paulo, the School of Accounting and Actuarial Science. Let me also welcome Barbara McGowan, the lead policy officer at the World Bank. Barbara, are you in Virginia, Maryland, D.C.?
I'm in Arlington.
Arlington, same as me. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you.
Antonio Quesada. Antonio is representing IOSCO. He's a member of the IOSCO board. He chairs the IOSCO Inter-American Regional Committee and is a vice president of the regulatory policy at the Mexican National Banking and Securities Commission, CNBV. I thought it was early when I woke up this morning. I was up about 5 a.m. my time, but then I thought if Antonio is in Mexico City, it's even earlier where he is. So, Antonio, thank you very much, first of all, for joining the Advisory Council, and thank you very much for joining us early this morning. Marie Seye also represents IOSCO. Marie is the member of IOSCO's Committee on Issuer Accounting, Audit and Disclosure. She's the chief accountant for the French Autorité des Marchés Financiers, the AMF in France. Next, I welcome Torsten Selhorn, the president of the European Accounting Association. And Torsten is the professor of accounting and director of the Institute for Accounting, Auditing Analysis at University of Munich School of Management. Alan Trotter. Welcome, Alan. Alan represents the Investment Company Institute. He's the CFO of Europe, Middle East, and Africa at Invesco. I'm also very pleased to welcome Tanya Wimberly. Tanya also serving on the council in her individual capacity. She's the head of financial reporting in the Issuer Regulation Division at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Last, certainly not least, Mr. Li Jianzong, the Ministry of Finance in China, where he's the Director General of the Accounting Regulatory Department. Welcome, all of you. Thank you for joining us today. Very pleased to have you on the Advisory Council, and I look forward to meeting each of you. We've met before virtually, but I look forward to meeting you face-to-face sometime, hopefully soon. Okay, so let me just say a few words about logistics and housekeeping. Our meeting today is a condensed version of our traditional two-day meetings, which typically include breakout sessions. We'll meet for a few hours today, but these condensed meetings, it's a great way to maintain continuity, momentum since our last meeting, as I mentioned, which was early November. At that meeting, as you will recall, for those of you on that meeting, we had a very lively discussion about the sustainability reporting issue. And so having a meeting rather than a full 6 months after that meeting, having one a little bit sooner than that gives us an opportunity to, some of the issues are still fresh in our mind. And I think it's a really good way of maintaining some continuity and momentum. Before we get to the sustainability issue, we'll start the meeting as we start all of our meetings, and that's with an update on the work of the trustees and the work of the IASB. So after we hear from Erki and after we hear from Hans, we'll hear from Lee White, the executive director, who's going to update us on the progress related to sustainability. And then from Neely Shah, who's the executive technical director. She'll lead us off on a discussion. I think it'll be very interesting. The future of work in a post-COVID world. And then we'll finish today's meeting with a closed session discussion on my assessment of the Advisory Council, an assessment and evaluation I've made over the course of the last year. From now, let's see, we'll break in about 90 minutes from now. And can I ask everyone, as always, if you would like to, if you'd like to intervene, on my screen, the chat room function is on the lower left-hand panel. If you could just write in the chat room, Bill, my hand is up, or Bill, I'd like the floor, or just something to, I look at that constantly, so just let me know if you'd like the floor by entering something in the chat room. The other thing, if you're not speaking, make liberal use of the mute button, but don't forget to unmute yourself. I think we'll see what happens today. I think I finally have gotten to the point with so much practice. I think I've finally gotten to the point where I no longer talk for 30 seconds before I realize that I've been muted. So we'll see what happens. Okay, so that's housekeeping and logistics. I have the pleasure of introducing Erki Liikanen, the chairman of the IFRS trustees. Who's going to give us an update on the work of the trustees. So, Erki, may I give you the floor, please? And remember, everyone, please, place yourself on mute. Erki, please.